Hi friends, welcome to NutriMantra. Going ahead with our body weight series, today we will be talking about understanding body weight. Yes, we will try to decipher our body weights. Body weight literally means how heavy we are. I'm sure all of us know this. But a very important aspect which might be unknown to you is that this heaviness is a sum total of fat and lean mass contained by the body. Lean mass comprises of muscles, body fluids means blood, the fluid inside the cells, outside the cells, bones and organs. Now this all includes the lean mass and the fat mass, which is the fat stored inside the body. For a person to lead a healthy, disease-free life, the percentage of lean mass should always be higher than the fat mass percentage. And why is that? Because lean mass, being a hard worker, produces work and burns calories, whereas fat mass is quite lazy and is a piece of excess baggage for the body. Now, there are numerous factors which determine lean to fat ratio for a person. Few of these include age, gender, physical activity, diet, body weight, etc., etc. Now, let us talk about how these factors affect the ratio of fat and lean body mass. Starting with age. When a baby is born, the baby has a very high fat percentage compared to lean mass percentage. This ratio slowly and gradually changes through childhood and adolescence. Fat mass might again show an increase in adulthood because of diet and inactivity. Gender. Now, females like it or not, but their body stores more fat than males. The percentage of lean to fat mass is 25 to 75 in females, which is approximately 15 to 85% in males. Physical activity. A physically active person burns fat and converts this tissue into muscles, leading to an increase in lean mass. Athletes and sports person, they have lower percentages of fat compared to an average person of same weight, same height, same age, because they burn fat calories for energy and thus they store less fat. But gender bias prevails here as well, because male athletes, they have less than 10% fat, and female athletes, they have around 15% body fat. A high fat diet and a high simple carbohydrate diet can lead to an increase in fat mass in a person's body. Fat has to get stored as fat, but excess simple carbohydrates like sugar or refined foods, they too get easily converted to fat and is stored as fat tissue in the body. So excessive intake of these foods in the diet can lead to excess accumulation of fat. Now, lastly, coming over to body weight. Obese people, they have more than 30% of their weight as fat tissue. And on the other hand, an underweight person might have even less than 5% overall body fat. Now, I hope this gives you a small insight into what are the avoidable as well as unavoidable causes of high fat percentage, like body weight, diet, physical activity. These are all avoidable things. Like, you can do something to to change the fat percentage here, whereas age and gender can do nothing about it. So if we follow a healthy diet, if we try to maintain our weight, if we do physical activity, we can definitely bring our fat percentages in the required bracket and we can live a healthy life. So friends, I'll take your leave now and I'll see you in the next episode of NutriMantra podcast. Stay happy, stay healthy. Bye-bye.